Brandon Blackwell, principal of West Oak High School. Please have a seat.
Good morning. Before we begin, I need to read the following statement. In accordance with the Freedom of Information Act, the High School League posted and provided notices of the hearing and the stated agenda. A copy of the notice will be attached to the minutes of this meeting. Pursuant to SC Code Section 30-40-4-60, every meeting of all public bodies shall be open to the public unless one of the criteria delineated in South Carolina Code Annotated 34-7 is at issue. Unless the facts and evidence presented in this appeal involve any discussion of employment, appointment, compensation, promotion, demotion, or release of an employee, a student or person regulated by a public body, or the appointment of a person to a public office, this hearing shall proceed in public view of those in attendance at this public hearing. At this time, do you wish to proceed in open session or closed session?
Open.
The appeals process will proceed pursuant to the rules and regulations outlined in the bylaws of the South Carolina High School League, found on pages 1-2 of the bylaws. Before proceeding, I need to ask if you are seeking a change in classification and region placement, or a change in region placement only?
Region and classification, football only.
Finally, are there any members of the executive committee who believe they need to recuse themselves from this appeal? And there are none. If there are no questions by the school or committee members, the school may present its appeal at this time. Please limit your presentation to 10 minutes to allow for questions and discussion. You may introduce your presenters and begin.
Okay, I'm Brandon Blackwell, the principal, and this is Tim Sheriff, our athletic director. As we shared in our appeal letter, we do think that our situation is a little bit unique in the fact that our football program is where it is currently with the numbers. You know, as we stated, we had 25 players at the end of last season, 11 of which were seniors. We have not had a JV team in 2 years. And we're at the point of trying to rebuild a program, and we feel like it would be a detriment to our program and athletics as a whole if we compete in the 3A region, and that the 2A region would be a better opportunity for our students, and that we are closely aligned with those programs in football. And that's why we're appealing for football only. Coach Sheriff has some information as well.
As far as the region that we've been placed into, you know, since 2012, since I became AD, against those teams, we're 1-43 against them. With a point differential of scoring is 1,600 points difference between us. And a lot of our students, because of that, you know, they go in there, they get beat up, and with having 25 students going against teams that's going to have anywhere from 80 to 100 kids, it's just not fair to a lot of those students. And what our biggest concern is, if we do that with football, we're going to have a lot of injuries, and it's going to become a safety issue. And then what happens if we get so many kids injured that we cannot field the football team? So we think in 2A we would be better suited because a lot of the teams that we'll be competing against has a closer number to what we field. Mm-hmm. And then also, too, the second part of it is our biggest concern if we happen to have where we cannot offer football is how it's going to affect our non-revenue sports, because without football we will not be able to offer those 10 different sports that we offer that are non-revenue.
And some of the schools that we're going to be competing against, when it comes to numbers, we're looking at schools that they have more students, 9 through 11, than we have total enrollment. So, yeah, I mean, that's another example of how it's we're at a disadvantage there when it comes to numbers in our football program.
Do you feel you've had the opportunity to present all the necessary information for your appeal?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to restate the appeal. West Oak High School is appealing to change from classification and region from 3A to 2A for football only. this time, we will open the floor for questions. Does the committee have any questions for West Oak High School?
I have two. What does your current region feel about y'all leaving the region of football?
It's our understanding that it's a split. We know of two schools that are supporting us, and we're unaware of the other three, but we've been told it's a split. Of the 2A region...
That was my second question. Do they support y'all yes. coming in football?
Yes. I believe all but one of those schools voted yes to that. Okay.
And just for point of clarification, those votes are proxy votes. So when you're voting on those things, it's a straw poll vote to get an understanding. I just want the committee to be clear. Any other questions from the committee? At this time, do we have a motion from any member of the executive committee? And the motion would either be to approve the appeal or to deny the appeal. Once we have a motion, we have to have a second.
I have a question on it.
Okay.
For the league, has this ever been done before? Just looking at a...
There's nothing in the Constitution that says you can't do it. And we do feel like our situation is unique, and it may be time to look at it.
Jeremy, it is not in conflict with our 3A Constitution. Is it in conflict with the South Carolina High School Constitution anywhere that you're aware of?
Well, it doesn't speak specifically to us. The school will be divided down into classification based on this. We've got the guideline information that the guideline committee provided us.
Correct.
It dictated what we were, they didn't go down into saying, well,
individual sports.
If we're going to individual sports, this was always being up to the schools.
Correct.
Jim,
yes, sir.
Let me just ask them, how are the other sports stacking up in terms of participation and getting the kids up? I mean, I see your numbers in football are greatly down. What about your other sports?
It fluctuates depending on the sport and the year. Currently, we're pretty competitive and doing pretty well at everything, but boys soccer, I would say. Mm-hmm.
Boys soccer is down a little bit, but other than that, most of our sports are competitive with our region that we're in now.
How are your numbers for those sports?
Our numbers right now, we've been consistent for the other sports for about 2 or 3 years. Now, you know, as far as our non-revenue sport, I don't know if you know this, if we did have to drop those, it would affect roughly about 150, 160 of our students, which are also two sport athletes. So our concern is, if we can't offer certain sports, they're going to transfer out to other schools.
Again, at this time, do we have a motion from a member of the committee to approve or to deny?
I motion that we approve.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. So at this time, we have a motion to the floor to approve. That now opens the floor for discussion. The motion is to, we have a motion to on the floor to approve. All in favor of supporting the motion, please.
You're going through discussion.
Oh, I'm sorry. It doesn't state that. Okay. At this time, we'll have. I'm sorry. I skipped it. Now it opens the floor for discussion. So, do we have any discussion before we call for a vote?
My reason for supporting them is based on what they're telling us and looking at it. What I feel is in the best interest of those kids. And obviously, I think every school needs football to kick off their school year. You need to get those kids involved. And if that school put them in danger of folding, I don't know, I just feel that everything we do here should be in the best interest of the kids, not where your regions are. And that's why I feel the need to support them.
I want to restate something that we discussed at our meeting earlier. We're representing our regions. Has everyone had the opportunity to discuss this specifically?
And that was discussed by my region, and unanimously supported to allow them to do it.
And everyone else. So this is the opportunity for you guys to represent how your regions feel on the topic. I think it's important for each other to hear how the regions feel on the topic. So if you would, just kind of provide us information of how those discussions went.
So we will be in the region with West Oak. Our region was split 4-2, 3-3, but the biggest question was kind of what kind of precedent does it set moving a single sport down, up or down a division? Mm-hmm. That was the biggest concern. I definitely sympathize for the situation, but what's the long-term effects, and how does this play out down the road? Mm-hmm.
That was our region actually unanimously voted to deny, basically on that. We felt like this was could be a bad precedent set, and we went with what the league decided.
Okay. Our region was basically in question, same thing, with what kind of precedent was going to be set. Was ripple effects going to be created? And if there were no ripple effects at this point, they felt like they didn't want to grant at this point. But again, the concern was what was going to happen in the future.
Our region felt the same way. You know, what kind of precedence does it set next year at this time? How many schools are going to want to move one sport here or there? But everybody sympathizes and totally understands the situation. And like Mr. Rooney said, you know, football is important. You know, not everybody's biggest fan of football, but it is kind of the rock, the foundation of the high school sport. You know, so our region was about split half and half on, you know, versus the ripple effect versus, you know, like he said, supporting the kids.
Is it appropriate to ask the league question?
Yes, you can.
What does the league see as a long-term effect? I mean, do you feel this is going to trickle down? Do you see it as a single issue one year? What would you think?
I don't know. We've never had this before. I mean, I think it's new territory that we're moving in the direction of. It's not a new conversation that the membership have had about placing schools in the region based on sports. That's not a new conversation. In fact, that was one that they didn't feel like that they ought to entertain. Because then, I mean, what becomes the litmus test? How do you decide what sport and what makes the change? And that, so is it a ripple effect? Well, it's new territory for us. And are we in a position now that we want to start looking at classifying by sport?
So
that's basically what you're asking.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is appropriate, but does the league have a stance on this in the discussions that we had? Like, we don't, I don't know how the league feels about it, and I don't know if that's appropriate, but like, is this something that the league sees as would be favorable towards and us looking at that direction in the future, or does the league have a stance one way or the other on the matter?
The directives that came from the guidelines committee, mm-hmm, were clear that we place the schools in regions and classification based on the guideline that they've given us. That we followed the directives.
Right.
And what we put them in where we thought it should be based on the directives. That's what's being agreed.
May we still, are we allowed to still speak, or?
At this time, the committee is just discussing at this point, correct?
Correct.
Are we allowed to ask them questions?
Jerome?
What was your 45-day enrollment for grades 9 to 11?
611.
What's your total enrollment?
789 right now.
And what is the 2A region that you want to get into?
Region 1, 2A.
What's the teams in that?
Crescent Liberty, 96, Abbeville, Christchurch, and Greenville Tech Charter, which does not have a football team. So,
how many teams in that new region would have football?
Five.
Including you, if you came in?
Well, six. We would be the sixth.
y'all to the cutoff for being in 2A, just overall?
The largest one in 2A is Crescent, and they were 557.
And y'all were 611?
Yes.
What is your enrollment the last 5 years as far as your total student body? Has it gone up or down?
Down.
Why is that?
Just some of it is just geographical people moving in and out of the area. Some of it I can speak to historically. I was the middle school principal before I came to the high school. Before I got to the middle school, we didn't have a lot of school choice out of our area. I'm happy about the fact that that's starting to trend the other direction, but it's still a process. So our numbers have gone down, part of it because of that as well.
So travel time about the same for football? Kids leaving school earlier, things of that sort, to go into the same region?
No, it actually would be a little longer to go on some of those trips, which we recognize, but we still think that's the best thing for our students. Of those numbers, too, that you, just for clarification purposes, of that 611, that doesn't count the students that aren't technically our students because of special needs programs that we have. The wilderness camp in our area, those kids are on our numbers, so those numbers are a little skewed anyway. And that's about 25 kid difference.
Is there any more discussion? All right, do we have a call for question? I'm going to restate the motion. We have a motion on the floor to approve. All in favor? And again, before I do this, we'll do all in favor and then all opposed. Every member here votes, correct? All in favor supporting the motion, please raise your right hand.
Please raise high. Four.
All in favor, all opposed, please raise your right hand.
Four.
Because we do not have a majority, the motion does not carry, correct? What this means is, Mr. Blackwell, Mr. Sheriff, the motion does not carry because you do not have a majority vote. If necessary, if you wish to appeal the Classification Executive Committee's decision to the South Carolina League Executive Committee, please contact the League's Commissioner within 24 hours of hearing. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right, that concludes the appeal.